This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Last portion of Davin's Den, scamming scammers. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Pip, did you catch the? Did you catch that second song?
I did catch, you know, a little bit of it, just the end.
I was digging that. Hold on, let me see if I can make this louder.
Yeah, me too.
Talk again, please.
No. All right, now again. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I had my. My little handset slipped up.
Okay, that was what the issue was.
That's what it was.
All right, I did.
I liked it.
A good little dance tune. Kind of dig it.
Yeah, I was moving my little head.
There you go. All right, let's do some scamming scammers.
My big head. It's moving my big head.
So when we last left off with fake Davin and Mary, Mary really wanted to come to New York to visit Davin. He was not so he was not so keen on the idea. He wanted to go to see her, but she did not want that. And Davin was quoting some type of philosopher or spiritual guru, Flemicus. This was the introduction of Flemicus, which was completely made up
of. Of course it was.
Who would spout non-sensual things, and she was completely unfazed, which is disappointing.
I know. Well, she didn't really notice. I noticed. Wait a minute. Nonsensical, not nonsensual. Is it? What did you say?
I said nonsensical.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes. All right. So let us begin on July 1st of 2020. She says, "Hun, hello, my love." I say, "Hi." She says, "Good morning, hun. Are you there, honey? Honey, good morning, hun." By the way, she also did this on Instagram, too. This is like, she's like, "Are you mad at me? Where are you?" Like, if I'm not responding immediately. She's very needy.
Yes, she is.
I go, "Good morning, Mary. Honey, how are you doing?" I go, "I am well. How are you?" She goes, "I'm missing you so much. You don't talk to me since morning." I go, "I've messaged you. Yesterday you disappeared in the middle of a conversation." She goes, "I'm sorry. I slept off." I go, "That's okay. Did you dream of me?" She goes, "Yes. And you?" I go, what did we do in your dreams?" She goes, "Will are making love together." Well, of course Will are.
Oh.
Will are.
I go, "Oh, tell me about it, baby. Pip wants to know."
Yes, I do.
She goes, "Did you dream about me?" I go, "I did." She goes, "Tell me." I go, "I asked you first. Tell me about your dream, then I will tell you." She goes, "Have tell you." I go, "I want the details." She goes, "Will are making love together." Who is Will? Why is Will in this?
Yeah, really. Wait a minute. Is this what you're talking about sleeping a bit with a lot of people in
yes.
your hut? Is that what you were talking about before?
With cheetahs. Will is a cheetah. I go, "I was hoping for some details about how we did it, but it is a dream, so I understand details may be vague." She goes, "And you are going me doggy style." Again with the doggy. They love the doggy style.
The doggy style.
I go, "Your favorite." She goes, "Yes, hon." I go, "Where were we?" She goes, "Your house, hon." I go, "That's nice. You've made me horny." She goes, "Okay, hon. Where are you, hon?" I go, "I am home." She goes, "Okay, hon." I go, "Where are you?" She goes, "I'm at home." I go, "Cool." I go, when do you go to your job?" She goes, "I'm still at home. I'm still waiting for my certificate." I go, "What certificate?" She goes, "My work certificate." I go, "Oh, I've never heard of that for working at the phone store for Sprint."
Yeah, exactly. What is this?
I didn't know that you needed
to. Does it involve fees?
It's just, okay. I'm glad she has a job, though.
Sort of.
She goes, "Yes, hon. Are you there, honey?" I go, "I am here." I go, "When will you get it?" She goes, "I study nurse at school, but I'm waiting for my certificate. That is why I'm still working in phone store." I go, "Oh, okay. When do you work at Sprint, sexy?" She goes, "I'm working there to get some money to pay for my certificate." I go, "I mean, when is the next time you're going to the store?" She goes, "Tomorrow morning." I go, "Okay, baby. What are your plans for today?" She goes, "Nothing. I'm at home." I go, "I see. I'm your diversion from boredom, LOL. She goes, "What are your plans for today?" I go, "I'm working on my book. Working out and then talking to my baby." That's when I was writing a book about scammers, but there was too much research and I stopped. It was mid-pandemic. It was the beginning of the pandemic. I had all these lofty goals.
I feel you. Some people decided they wanted to make bread. Lots of people made bread.
Lots of people made bread. That's very true. She goes, okay, honey. She goes, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I think we're like on day three. Or day, yeah. Was she
from the bottom of your heart? Doesn't even know how far your heart can go.
It's very shallow heart, Joe. Very shallow heart. I give her a kiss emoji. She says, honey. I go, you make me think of the wise words from Flemmicus.
Oh, no.
Do it hard. Do it backwards. Because an itch must be scratched.
Oh, speaking of which, let me get my little scratcher out.
She goes, okay. Which, to be fair, I think is the right response.
Yeah, it's like, but it sounds more like, okay.
I go, do you understand what I mean, baby? She goes, yes, hon. I go, you are so wise. And I blow her a kiss emoji.
Just like Flemmicus.
Well, I mean, listen, Flemmicus cannot be understood by everyone. But she understands.
How are we spelling Flemmicus? Is it a PH kind of word, or is it an F?
Flemmicus sounds like a guy from Greek mythology with a post-nasal drip.
I'm not saying he isn't.
Really?
I'm sorry, Joe. I hadn't written his backstory up until this point.
Yeah. He's spoiled with Kleenexicus.
He spits up oysters of wisdom.
Yes, he does. So you guys get it. Pip, it is spelled with a P-H.
P-H, okay. Thank you.
P-H-L-E-G-M-I-C-U-S. Leave off the last S for mucus.
Oh, God.
That's right. Leave off the last
S. I she goes, yes, and I go, you are so wise, and I blow her kiss emoji. She goes, yes. I go, and modest. And then she sends me a bunch of hearts. And then I send her XOXO. She goes, honey. I go, yes. She goes, honey. I go, yes. She goes, my internet connection is about to finish. Can you do it for me? Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, because it runs out.
All right, kids. The meter has now started. We have our first ask. How long can we keep this charade on?
Let's push up the meter like they used to in the old days in cabs.
I think you can keep it going. All right,
Joe. So what, you say 2 months? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, what do you say, Pip?
This one is low on the imagination. I don't think it's going to last that long. Maybe a couple more weeks.
Low on the imagination? I gave you a Greek philosopher, and you say low on imagination? How dare you?
She is. She is.
Oh, okay. She goes, can you do it for me? I go, okay, I'll talk to you later. Have a nice day. Bye for now.
Can you do it for me? Yeah, I'll shut
Bye
up.
Bye for now. Signing off.
She goes, honey, honey, are you there, honey? Hun, are you there, honey? Talk to me. Talk to me. Are you mad at me?
Oh, God.
Then she follows that up with, honey, hun, are you there, honey? Honey, talk to me. Honey, are you there, honey? I'm here, hun. Honey, my love, talk to me.
Yeah. Mommy, 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 mommy.
Four out.
Wow.
4 hours later, I respond.
Oh, you've been busy.
I go, and I quote, hey. She goes, did I offer you, honey? I go, no, I got busy. I go, tell me how you look right now, doll. She goes, I'm at home, honey. And then she sent me a picture of the person she's pretending to be.
Ah.
I go, sexy picture. Although, to be honest, it's one of my least attractive scammers. But, so, I go, sexy picture. Yeah. She goes, honey, are you busy, honey? I go, I can talk. She goes, okay. She goes, you refuse to talk to me. Why? I go, I just said I can talk. She goes, I asked you something. You refuse to answer me. And you don't say anything. I go, I get busy, Mary. I've given you a lot of time these past few days. As Flemmicus says.
And I quote.
Yes. Time is the essence. Essence is a gelatinous herring. I mean, I think that explains it better than I ever could.
Gelatinous herring? Ew! Ew!
Better he pee on you, dear?
That's prophetic.
It is!
Are you getting terrible, terrible flashbacks to the Fat Horse Challenge right now, Joe?
And also the daffodils of August, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
She goes, "Where are you now?" I go, "Home." She goes, "Doing what?" I go, "Thinking about you." She goes, "Same here." "Honey, are you sure that you love me?" I go, "Of course. Right now I'm thinking about kissing your soft lips." She goes, "Thanks, hon." She goes, "For what?" She goes, "You say I have not talked." "You say I have not talked to you. Here I am and you are saying nothing." She goes, "I'm here, hon." I go, "Then talk to me. Tell me about you. I want to know it all." She goes, "I'm tired of being alone. I need you in my life." And she does. And I am here to keep her company. Me and Flemmikus riding shotgun.
Actually, keep her occupied.
Yes.
More than keeping her company, keeping her occupied.
Better choice of words. Yes, keep her.
Yes.
Keeping her busy. Keeping her jumping.
Yes.
I go, "What makes you think I'm the right man for you?" She goes, "It's because I love you so much." I go, "But why do you love me? What makes me special to you?" She goes, because I enjoy.
I think I had an ex-girlfriend who used to ask me that shit too.
Yeah, but in my defense,
why are you in love? What am I going to write a fucking essay?
In my defense, it's been 3 days and she's professing her love for me. I'd like to know why.
All right.
Tell me again how much you love my eyes.
Yes. Yes. She goes, "Because I enjoy the little time I chat with your conversation. That is why I love you." I go, "You want to talk to me more hours in the day?" She goes, "I want you to tell me the truth of the matter. Did you love me, honey?" I go, "Of course." She goes, "Of course what?" I go, "Honey, if we were together right now, I would show you how much I love you." She goes, "Okay, but you don't want me to come to you." I go, "No. I said I want to come to Ohio and travel here together." She goes, "I have to come to you first." I go, "Why?" "You don't want me to come to you?" Crying emoji. "You don't love me?" Crying emoji.
Oh, God. Oh,
what,
needy bitches.
I could be needy, too.
Okay.
She goes, have told you the reason. I go, "So some guy who didn't love you gets to stay with you for 6 months, the guy who wouldn't have sex with you, and me, the guy who loves you, the guy who promises to fuck you doggy style, can't even meet you in Ohio. This is bullshit." Like Joe dealing with customer service. Well, I've never.
If only there was a sign.
If there was a sign that explained why.
Just lay it out.
You know who Joe's favorite comic is? Bill Engvall, because he always says, "Here's your sign."
Here's your sign. Yeah.
She goes, "Honey, are you there, honey?" I go, "Yes." She goes, "You make me..." I go, "Yes." I go, "You make me feel unloved." Sad face. She goes, "Why?" I go, "I told you. I promised to be there so you were not alone. I promised to do you doggy style like you want. It means nothing to you."
Those two just seem to, like, it goes from zero to... it seems to go from zero to 50, you know? It's like, "Oh, you know, I'll be there for you. I'll do you doggy style." It's like, whoa. Can we have, like, a second date, maybe?
"I'll be there for you. On your four legs, I'm there for you. When you come, I want to be the jizz for you."
Oh, God.
Well, it's a Bon Jovi song. I'm doing it nice.
I know.
I believe that was the original lyrics, and then they redid it in the studio.
They thought better of it, how it was going to play on radio.
Yes, I got it on the box set, because it's all about box. So I go, "It means nothing to you." She goes, "We can have sex in your house, too." I go, "I want to have sex with you in everyone's house."
Boy!
I know.
I go, "I want to have sex with you in everyone's house. I want the whole world to know that you are mine and I am yours. So, Pip, we might be coming to knock. And Joe, clean out the recyclables. I'm bringing Mary with me."
Right.
Uh-oh. "We'll have sex in a box. We'll have sex with a fox."
"I'll have sex in a box. I won't take any of your shit."
"I'll have sex in a box. You'll get off my rocks. You're quite the fox. Why does it smell like locks?"
Oh, God. Oh, my God. This is is much worse than the daffodils of August, though.
Well, this is a collaborative effort, dear.
Yes, it was. It stinks.
It most certainly does. She goes, if I come to you, honey, I go, I feel like you're hiding something from me. She goes, honey, can you help me with my internet connection? I'm not, honey. I go, maybe you have a man in Ohio. That must be it. Don't play me. I'm so fucking pissed. You said you love me, but I'm just your side piece. Why, Mary? Why? 4 crying emojis.
Wow. Wow.
What? What?
Tell her you both go, at, you know, from 0 to 50 really quickly.
No, it's been mostly me going 0 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what? Answer my questions. I go, why am I just your side piece? You are married, aren't you? She goes, you don't answer my questions. I don't force you. Answer me, honey. Question. You have crushed me. She goes, what? I ask you a question. I go, it's clear that you have a man in Ohio. And I'm just some dude you want to fuck.
This is a bad thing?
She goes, I'm alone here. I go, if you were truly alone, you would not forbid me from coming to you. I feel betrayed.
Oh, boy.
What, Pip? What? We can't all be, like, willing to kill for our loves. Some of us have to be fake basket cases.
You know what? It matches her style, though.
She goes, hun, you don't want to answer my questions. Can you help me with my internet connection? I go, ask your Ohio man, the guy you're fucking there. Ask him.
Yeah.
How about plug and unplug your modem? Oh, wait. No, that's not what we're talking about.
go to the computer in the family room, dear.
Okay.
Use your AOL CD, and I'm sure you'll get 20,000 free hours, just like Pip recommends.
Yes,
it's Pip Commodore 64 Helix.
Yes.
Pip.
That's all you need.
Pip with Windows 1.
Or Windows BC.
Yeah, Windows BC. Windows before COVID. BC. That's what it means, right?
Word 1 and Excel 1. Don't laugh.
Whenever you talk, we don't, dear.
Yes, me too.
She goes, I swear to God, I'm alone here. I go, then let me come to you. She goes, have told you, honey. Answer my questions first. If you can't do it for me, let me know. I go, Mary, we have bigger issues right now. She goes, what? You're the one I'm using the internet connection to chat with. I go, I feel you're being dishonest to me. You're probably on his dick right now. I feel so sad. A sad emoji, and then a huge sad emoji.
Well, you know what? He should have the huge sad emoji if she's riding his dick on the phone with you.
Actually, I gave her 2 huge sad emojis. She goes, because I ask you for internet connection. I go, I just wanted to travel with you to come here, so you admit it. You're on his dick right now.
I love it when they try to get you for the money and you're just like ranting.
Making them feel guilty.
Can you imagine she's actually on his dick? I think he's on to us. I don't know if we're going to get the internet money.
I don't know. But it's like oh, gee, that's funny.
She goes, honey, I go, I was foolish enough to think the only dick you would be on is mine.
She's on your dick for the money, though.
She is. She goes, you're just playing game with me.
Dick for the money. Dick for the money.
Why do you guys got to make every song into a Vegas lounge act?
Because I've got music in my soul, my friend.
Okay. Okay, Barry Manilow.
How we roll on the show.
Joe writes the songs that you drive into telephone poles to.
I like those chants.
She goes, you're just playing game with me. I go, no, you are playing me. Don't make me the bad guy. I'm the one who wants to see you. She goes, you don't talk about what I ask you. I go, Mary, I feel like you've been lying to me.
Oh, God. Whatever gave you that idea?
She takes the questions she wants out of you for the internet, and you just throw it out of the way like a vagrant. You just push it out of the way. Not even address it. You bring up something else. And not even say, we'll talk about that later. No, no, you just go into something else.
You're just like
because it's like, it shows you so give a shit less, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, he's just like swatting gnats out of the way. No, no, no.
Well, never mind that shit.
As Pip alluded to, I'm kind of matching the energy.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't deserve my best game.
No, she's like, honey, you there? Honey. It's like it's manic and needy. And so that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I go, Mary, I feel you've been lying to me. She goes, that what? I go, I feel you have a man in Ohio. She goes, if you don't have what I ask you, stop saying all this. I go, see, you don't even care that I'm really hurt. She goes, I'm asking you something, honey. I go, Mary, I'm telling you I'm in pain. She goes, pain?
Wow.
She goes, pain for what? I go, because I feel you betrayed me. Now you are silent. She goes, I'm here, hon. I go, really? I thought I was special to you. Sad face. She goes, yes. I go, now I don't. She goes, I ask you for something you refuse to answer. I go, what are you asking me?
I didn't even notice because I'm so busy in my dizzy.
I'm lost in my feels.
Yes.
She goes, honey, can you help me with my internet connection? Honey, are you there, honey? I go, who's your internet provider? She goes, nobody. Can you help me with it? I go, I'm asking you, what company do you use for internet? She goes, Ferrickson, hun, are you there? I go, Ferrickson? She goes, yes, honey. Are you there, honey? I go, I can't find their website.
Oh, God.
What?
Is the patron saint of Ferrickson Company Flemicus?
She goes, I can do it by myself. I go, then you don't need me for this.
Oh!
There you go.
She just screwed herself.
Problem solved.
There you go. I can do this by myself. Well, good. Tell me more about how you want me to do your doggy style.
She goes, I can send. She goes, you can send me a gift card. I will use it to do it for it. I go, that's silly. If I'm going to pay it, I'll send it to them directly online.
Here we go.
She goes,
problem
what?
Solver.
She goes, why? I go, quickest and most direct way. Yes, Pip, problem solver. Fake Davin, much like real Davin, is here to solve problems.
There you go.
She goes, if you get me a gift card, I will do it for myself. Please, hon. You know I'm using the internet connection to chat with you. I go, I also know you can use your phone from your job. Speaking of, you have a job, you can pay it.
Oh, nice!
She goes, I don't have any money at hand. Please, my love. I go, you're going to work tomorrow morning.
There you go. You can fill up your card.
She goes, yes. I go, so you will have money. When we are together, I will spoil you. She goes, honey, I don't have money, I swear. I go, but you have a job, and they give you money. She goes, I'm using the money to pay for my certificate. That is why I'm broke. I go, okay. When you get internet back, we can resume our romance.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, I'll wait for your next paycheck.
It's fine.
No problem.
Our relationship is paycheck to paycheck.
Nice.
Boy, that is when we get internet back, we continue our romance, you know?
Until then, I'll load up my ID and I'll enjoy some Pornhub.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like, why is this, like, 3 days in? Why am I paying your bills? Do you have a job? What?
Yeah, it's really bad.
You know,
yeah.
When you break it down to that, you know, now that we're 3 days in, why am I paying your bills?
They have no shame.
None.
She goes, honey, you don't want to help me, and you said you love me. I go, I offered. You did not like me paying them directly, so do it your way. It's all good. I'm not the bad guy here.
Nope.
She goes, honey, are you there, honey? Honey. I go, I'm here. Save your internet and say hi when you get this resolved.
Yes, stop honey-ing at me and pay your damn bills, bitch.
Call me when you get this resolved. got
that's
the compassion
great.
Of, you've got the compassion of granite.
Well, you know she's what? Not saying I'm starving, send me some food. Yeah. She's saying pay my internet.
So she
no.
can talk.
I know. That, and that's a good thing, you know?
So she can talk to me. I'm saying, don't worry. Don't stress your pretty little head. She LOLs. I go, what is funny? She goes, you don't love me anymore because of internet connection. You betray me. I go, nope. I offered to pay it directly for you. You don't love me because you won't let me come to Ohio.
Oh, God.
She goes, if you love me, get me the gift.
Stop for a minute.
Yes.
You don't love me because you want me to go to Ohio. You don't love me because you want me to go to Ohio, right?
No, because you won't let me go to Ohio.
Won't let me go to Ohio. Now, with that in mind, if she wants to keep this thing rolling and doesn't want to let you go because you think you can make you'd be a good mark, she's got to figure out how to keep this going without you coming to Ohio.
Yep.
Yep. She has to come up with a better excuse. Yeah. I want to see you first. No, you see me first. No,
this is dumb. Ohio just seceded from the Union. We're now part of Mexico, but down by Guatemala, you know?
Oh, by the way, did you know that there's a little section of ACA that's called Ohio?
Yeah.
She goes, you don't love me anymore because of internet connection. You betrayed me. I said, nope. I offered to pay it directly for you. You don't love me because you won't let me come to Ohio. She goes, if you love me, get me gift card. I will do it here. I go, if you love me, I will come to, I will meet in you in Ohio. I think I meant to write meet. If you love me, if you love me, I will meet you in Ohio and give you cash. She goes, honey, I can only to you. I go, because of your Ohio man. She goes,
yeah.
I go, you were quiet. She goes, please, hon. I can only come to you. Trust me, honey. I can't lying to me. I go, you're making me mad. She goes, hold I can't on. Lying to you, honey. Stop. Please, hon. If you love me.
Right there.
What?
Hold on. I hate to interrupt you. Do you hear the desperation in her voice? Because because this whole thing about you coming to Ohio is starting to be an issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, their desperation turns me on.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's talking about flying to Ohio with a rod now.
I'm going to fly to Ohio via Air India.
Yeah, but you're going to be the culprit.
Yes.
Then you change your clothes.
I'm going to go off like a sprinkler. I go, you are making me mad. She goes, I can't lie to you, honey. Please, hon. If you love me, get me a gift card. I will do it here. Any amount, honey. I go, you know what? This whole thing's been very upsetting. I think if we want to move this relationship forward and get serious, we should drop the internet bill and my suspicion that you have another guy.
Well.
I go, your silence speaks volumes. She goes, I'm here, hon. I go, and your thoughts about what I wrote are? And then I send her a picture from my old backyard of a lovely rainbow. It really was a nice rainbow. I don't know if you could see it. I took it from my old back porch.
Nice.
She goes, honey, my love, are you there, honey? Honey. I go, I sent you a rainbow from my backyard. It was pretty and reminded me of you. She goes, okay. I go, what is
fuck
okay?
Fuck you in the rainbow. I need internet money.
Joe, everybody knows at the end of the rainbow is a gift card.
Gotcha.
She goes, okay. I go, what is okay? Did you like the rainbow? My love, are you there? I'm here. I go, hi. Did you like the rainbow? She goes, please, hon, honey, I'm begging you, for God's sake, please, hon, any amount, honey. Then I go, harumph, no enjoyment from nature's beauty. And that's where we'll end it.
Right. Now, once again, you can hear the desperation in her voice, you know, and now, I don't appreciate the rainbow. I don't give a shit about a rainbow.
Who cares?
Which is frustrating, but absolutely hysterical for our purposes.
At the end of the rainbow is a gift card.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Like Pip, if you were talking to somebody online and they sent you a pretty picture of a rainbow from their backyard, you would think that's sweet, right? Nice?
I would think it was nice, and I would also think it was nice if they say, I saw this rainbow and thought of you. It's like, oh, they want to look at rainbows and share them with me. Oh,
believe me, you could send her a rainbow, kittens, puppies, a koala bear. They don't give a shit. They just
Yeah, but I feel like that's where our disconnect is, because I do give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
I would write that down and then write her back with exactly that.
Oh, that's funny.
You know?
Yeah. See, I do give a shit.
Yeah, so do you like my tactic of completely throwing a whole bunch of accusations at her?
Yes.
I like it that she's throwing everything and you just dismiss it and swat it away, which is hysterical.
I'm like Kong on top of the Empire State Building, and she's the airplanes.
Yes. Think about this. How many times you try to tell somebody something, and they're not listening, or they're not getting the – right, Pip, exactly that look you gave. It's frustrating, and it's maddening, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, yes, it is. I mean the one thing that makes everybody nuts when they're mad is if you smile or laugh at them. But another thing is when you completely ignore them and you just keep going on your own tangent. It's
Joanne used to do that. I'd you'd be so pissed off. I said, she fucking laughed at me, and I'm like, do I kill her? Is it worth the time? And yeah, it's very frustrating.
Sorry, that's how people get killed.
Yeah, no.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the thing, is that people don't want to be trifled with. And, you know, so it's like ignoring them, or even worse, laughing in their face. Oh, that's just like, I find that both of those maddening.
It's maddening. It's like, well, what do? Do I comb your hair with a tire iron? What do? Yeah.
I know. So, I mean, the fact that this person is getting swatted away and still being so tenacious with fake Davin shows their desperation, like you said.
Right, and the swatted away, it's like you could care less, which is hysterical.
So yeah. Now that you've heard this day play out, do you guys want to change your estimates for how long you think this is going?
I'm still going with 2 months.
All right, what are you...
I'm still going with a couple of weeks.
All right.
I don't think this person is clever enough to change tactics.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is certainly, once again, a different fake Davin.
Yes. I look forward to more of the prophetic words of Flemicus.
Flemicus. I got to be honest, though. It doesn't... I was expecting a reaction. And the fact that...
It
gets nothing.
Well, you know what? This is the thing, is that you're just giving as good as you get, because you're saying crazy shit, and she's just like completely ignoring it, swatting it away like a gnat, and going for the gift card. So every time she says that, oh no, you got a man! You've got a man! I know you've got a man!
Yeah.
It's like, I like that it's like your every tactic, I don't know if this was like conscious while you were doing it, but everything she's doing, you're matching. It's like, she doesn't say it.
You're just using me.
Yeah, you're using me.
I don't remember my state of mind when I was doing this. And I just got to remember, I had a bunch of other scammers, too. That we've done. Yeah. Like, right now, I think I'm dealing with, like, 5 scammers right now.
Yeah. So. You know, but it's sort of like, you know, if she's going... I'm talking about apples. I'm talking about bananas. I mean, you're just throwing it right back at her, whatever is happening.
Well,
honey.
I hope these kids can learn to communicate with each other and have a fruitful relationship.
Oh, fruitful. See, I brought up fruit. Yeah. Throw it right back.
Let's thank some folks. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program.
Thank you, Russ.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, so it ensures that every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features a live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Wedding, Sweet 16, office party, anything that has to impress, they're there for you. their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We got a great show coming up Friday, January 20th, with Johnny Watson, John Conti, and Mike Adams.
Joe Conti. Joe Conti.
Did I say John?
Yeah, you said John.
All righty then. Yeah, Joe Conti and Mike Adams. It's going to be a great show. Dial 201-337-8990, extension 2 for reservations. So join for that night. It's going to be great. And experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, producing the show at Portobello Banquets, and can produce a show for you. Give us a call at 551-404-3094 or go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Joe, will you be any place to see?
Yeah, in my living room watching the Giants kick Philly's ass. That's it.
Okay. I thought you weren't watching football anymore. I'm sure I have that on tape somewhere. And I'm pretty sure at the time I said, you'll all watch again.
Probably will. Yep.
That's the great thing. These people get like so riled up. Well, I'll never. Blah blah blah. I go, yeah, you will. You will.
No, I do feel that they should stand for the.
Well, they're standing. But either way, you guys can't give it up. which is fine. I just wish there wouldn't be all the bluster ahead of time. Well, you could be pissed off without saying you're going to give it up. That would have been more honest.
But, well, now that they're not showing them kneel, I'll watch the game.
If they were still kneeling, if every Giant was kneeling on the sideline this Saturday in Philadelphia, you'd still watch the game. I guarantee it.
I don't know.
I know 100%, especially since they've sucked the past several years. You want to see them do well. I guarantee MT you'd watch it. Everybody makes a...
I don't know. I mean, with my disdain of Philly and the Giants running on all cylinders going into the playoffs, which is a good thing, we'll see.
Well, which just shows that he loves that more than the flag pip. Really, it's very sad. Anyway. His hatred of Philly trumps his love of the flag. It's really quite sad. Anyway. All right. Do I like Philly?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did go to a Jets Eagles game there, and that was a miserable experience.
Have you ever been working the club over in Comedy Works and waiting to go on and been at the bar watching a Mets-Philly game?
No.
Mets get a home run and you go, oh, yeah, and you completely forgot where the fuck you're standing.
No.
Oh, boy.
Rut-row.
Oopsie. Rut-row. Yeah.
All right. Well, and my activity will be at Portobello on Friday. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out, listening live, listening to replay, listening to podcast. However you consume this, wherever you consume this. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.